Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
BT and Hoff are both out tomorrow. Somehow, well, BT, you got to go to Dallas. You're flying to Dallas tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be fun on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Dude.
Lucky me.
You know, I've never had to do that before, thankfully. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be here solo tomorrow was my point. But I love being on that day because I feel like most people are going to be driving and traveling everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
But because of the short week anyway, we're going to do a lot of the stuff that we would normally do later in the week today. So you're leaving tomorrow. Hoff, what's your excuse? Why are you out tomorrow?
Well, I screwed up last week with my kids' half day, so I made sure that someone's going to take care of them on Wednesday.
You did not come to us and get that approved, by the way. I don't know what the structure is.
You're not taking
here.
Batting practice tomorrow? No indoor work
There's
off
no
the
batting
tee?
Practice, no.
So now who am I working with? Dove, are you here tomorrow?
I will be here.
Okay, is
wow.
it just you and I, or do we have anybody else?
Rosie.
Rosie. So it's just you and I, basically, tomorrow.
That's the biggest surprise. He's never here, and the day that we're not here,
hold on a second. On the holidays,
here.
I'm always here. I'm working Thanksgiving.
Nobody misses Friday. More than don't. You. You miss 100 days a year, man.
I feel like I've done
For
Thanksgiving.
For holidays, understand.
I feel like I've worked Thanksgiving with Dove, like, dating back 20 years ago. We would work Thanksgiving. You were always on the board.
One of us is a turkey.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Anyway, so we got plenty of football stuff coming up.
We do. By the way, how about those Niners last night? We got a little update on that person. Perfect parlay.
No,
your boy is on the board.
Notice BT wants to do the perfect parlay revisit today. No, you did cash a three-teamer. We'll do that later on and give you the point standing. And we'll have the three-team Turkey Day teaser, which is obviously a special with the perfect parlay pick segment ahead of Thanksgiving. So we'll do that later on. Baldy, as we mentioned before, he'll join us at 12:40, so plenty to do. But we wanted to start with the baseball stuff. And just the idea, because I was thinking about a couple of things off of yesterday with Hal and then listening to Gio, Boomer and Gio this morning. Yeah, you don't need to spend $1 billion to have a winner. But if you keep spending $300 million, let's say, and it's not working to the level that you would expect, then you got to change the people who are spending that money. You can't have
what are you laughing at? What's so funny?
No, I'm saying in my mind, like, it's the idea that Hal thinks that it's okay to, yeah, well, we can't. We should be able to build a ball club without spending $300 million. You're right. You should be. Yeah. You're not, then you got to hire the people that could do it. And you're not doing that either.
Yeah.
So what I say is you should be competing to win the World Series regularly, and you're not. I don't care about your fluff 90 plus wins in the regular season. To me, even when the Yankees do, you know, get to the ALCS like years ago against the Astros, we talked about in 2023, it just wasn't good enough. You knew that that team was not a legitimate World Series team.
That was a JV team playing against those Astros. My goodness. Yeah. So listen, one of the things I said to start the show, if you guys missed it, free Odyssey app, we'll get back to the calls, obviously. You know, give me a team with a good payroll and elite scouting and elite player development. And to me, that's a better path than an elite payroll, which the Yankees are not number one anymore, but they're always elite. And their scouting and the player development is an issue. So real quick to pay off what I teased before we went to break. Just to assign some levels of culpability here, I broke it down into, and I'll do this quick, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I broke this down into 6 quick categories. You got the owner, the GM, the manager, the scouting, the player development, and the talent. All right? So to me, I pretty much give Hal the pass, because whether it's him and Levine, and there's always an element of you know, conferring, et cetera, but it's his team. Hal's cutting checks. I can't crush him. The general manager has not done a good job. To me, like, he has not adapted to the modern game, and there's been too many loose moves with that money. So to me, culpability much more toward him than the owner at this point.
Agreed.
I think Boone is good. I don't think he's Miller Huggins. Actually, I think Aaron Boone's really good, especially for New York, with all the potential dust-ups and the media. He's incredibly good with the media. He's emotionally consistent. He's fiery for his team. And now, we wish maybe he called him out a little bit more, but, you know, blasting umps, he shows a little juice and some fire. I have no problem. I've got more of a problem, much more, with Cashman than with Boone. You guys know that. You with me on that?
Yes, but I also wouldn't be giving Boone an A.
I didn't say I'd give him an A.
Yeah.
I give him a B+.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been good. I don't think he's been the problem. I've said that consistently for a while. Now, I also would have made a change of both of them just because that's how I would operate back in 2021. The first sign of the Yankees going the wrong way, I would have cleaned house then. But I don't think, to me, it's more about the structure, the construction of the ball club, not about the manager.
Okay, so now you get to the scouting. And, you know, listen, it's a very deep rabbit hole. So how they actually, and it's very subjective, obviously, but some teams scout really well and some don't. I don't think the Yankees scout well enough. I think they've been an absolute, they've been a zero on the international scene for a decade. How much money, 16-year-old player, you know, in the DR, you know, 17-year-old kid here, Puerto Rico, like, well, where the hell are they in terms of being on the actual field? And that's why the Yankees did fire, and the gentleman was tenured for about 20 years, who led up their international signings. He just got fired a month ago. So I think the scouting has been bad. I think the player development has been problematic. I don't see enough refined players. Not talking about pitchers, position players, defense, running the bags, not striking out that much. I think that's a problem. And in terms of the talent, I do think because they spend a lot of money, the Yankees generally have enough talent. Now, it's not a well constructed roster, but you've got, you know, arguably the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Player that we've ever seen in Judge and a really good staff, so I can't crush him. So to me, the most culpable would be Cashman because he also oversees the scouting, player development, etc.
I mean, think about it, though. This is a bigger picture thing where we just look at the recent history of the Yankees and it's like, oh, well, they won 94 games, okay, but they fell short. This has been going on for a while here with their results. To me, since Boone got here, I mean, they went to the ALCS Game 7 in a year where they weren't supposed to in 2017. Prior to that year with Girardi, there was an absence of the postseason for a long time.
Yeah, a couple of 80-something
okay,
wins.
That was bottoming out to the point where, okay, they needed to change things up. So they do that at the 2016 trade deadline. Then somehow they get to, well, Judge somehow, but in 2017 with no expectations, the baby bombers got themselves to Game 7 of the ALCS. Since then, it's just been kind of mediocre. And even in the year, I said 2023 before, 2022 was that was the ALCS year where they started out like the 98 Yankees, but they never were really legit.
Another swoon during the summer.
Exactly.
Like this year.
They missed the postseason after that. 2024, they get Soto. They go to the World Series with an all-time combination of Soto and Judge. And then last year, just not good enough again. So they haven't built the ball club, to me, well enough in a long time. You're talking about years. Yep. This is not by accident. It's not some fluke that, hey, the Yankees just continue to get unlucky in the postseason the way that they would make you believe.
I think that's important to lay out, and we have. And one of the differences here, now this is where I'm going to at least, to be fair, you know, I don't know if it's a compliment or just acknowledge here, at least the acknowledgement. So the years that you're talking about, you know, we talk about with Tanaka was the ace and obviously Girardi, you know, 84, 87, 84, 85 wins. And just watching those teams, a couple of years, no playoffs, like you just knew they didn't have a whole lot. Like, you know, Jeter was getting older. Jeter was basically done. And then you're moving on and some other, you know, iterations that we'll really never remember fondly. But at least as they bottomed out there, contrast that to the 92 seasons, and that's where it was actually upticking, 76 wins. And the year before that, 71. Yeah.
Well, their bottom is far better than anybody else. Their bottom out is a Mets good year, 84, 85 wins.
And then even with Stump Merrill, the 67 wins, the 74 wins, it was gross. So they're nowhere near that, just to acknowledge that. But they're also nowhere near where they were when they were dominating and they were winning championships. And the Yankees are supposed to be about championships.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Mike is calling from Manalapan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, BT and Sal. How's everything going today?
Good. What's up?
What up, Mike?
Dude, I really don't want to hear about Hal complaining about money. You're talking about a guy who's got generational wealth that his father built for him back in the 70s. I mean, really? I mean, come on. Why don't they lower the prices at the stadium? They won't do that, but they'll just keep jacking him up for the regular guy. I mean, seriously, he's talking about losing money. He goes, first of all, guys that are that rich don't lose money in business. They're not in business to lose money, period, end of story. All those outfield signs, it looks like a minor league stadium, and who knows how many envelopes of money he's getting on the side to have them put in the outfield, all that cash that nobody's even talking
about. Nah, I don't think that. I don't think he's doing that. Come on.
You know what I mean?
Let's do this. You want to talk about that minor league system, right? Up until a couple of years ago, there was one major leaguer coaching the whole team. All their minor league system was Shelly Duncan.
Shelly Duncan.
The rest of the guys were all... Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're right.
So there you go there, the scouting. You ever seen the Yankees make so many base-running mistakes? Lackadaisical base-running? BT, you're from Brooklyn. You imagine your coaches back in the day when you played for Ty Cobb and Gil Hodges, you making mistakes like that?
I don't think you have to be from Brooklyn just to run the base as well. They would have lit me up. By the way, I was a cadet.
It was a little different back then in the day.
Of course, you know what I'm saying?
And then these ribbons. Then you talk about ribbons for second and third. Listen, no matter what place you come in, you're always the first loser here.
The Yankees did get a ribbon this year, Mike. I'm not sure if you saw that, but we tied the Blue Jays.
Yeah. We don't take ribbons.
We tied the Blue Jays with 94 wins.
Big deal. That doesn't mean nothing to me. You didn't make it to the World Series. It's World Series or bust. That's it. Period. End of story.
And by the way, Mike.
Make a splash?
Gotcha.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, thanks for the call. Listen, good stuff.
Go ahead.
Cash in, love it. Yeah. He's taking money. Yeah. Not what now? Hal's involved with the mafia, money under the table. God, let that go nuts. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Hal is quite buttoned up when it comes to his business and doing things the right way. All right. So the thought that they should be held to a higher standard is something that we all subscribe to, and I think we all wish that they would subscribe to more aggressively. That's been said, and that's been played out over years without a championship. But I also don't want to make it seem like there's no middle ground. Like, if the Yankees won a World Series, I'm just throwing this out, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, even seven or four, and they had a couple of, you're just running to a better team, you have an injury.
Right.
Like, it's not like this, we have to win every year.
This is different.
It's different. It's about seeing this team and realizing that they're making the same mistakes over and over. And that's the most frustrating part.
It is. And back to the business aspect of it, from Hal's standpoint, do you think that this is a passion play or does he look at the Yankees as a business? Steve Cohen, for example, I don't think he bought the Mets because he was like, you know what? This is going to be a good investment. He bought
it. He's sticking up those casinos, so it's not a dumb investment.
Well, no, he's not stupid, obviously. But
you get the Mets, you get a little in. He's a Mets guy.
Forget about even the Mets thing. Any team. I don't think Steve Cohen or a lot of owners, now, I shouldn't say a lot, but there are many owners who don't buy teams with the idea of making money and look at it as a business. They look at it as, hey, you got billions of dollars like Steve Cohen. This is a chance to become more of a public figure, to compete in a different manner, the competitive nature of it, a passion play, your family, his father-in-law, all that stuff. They love sports and love baseball and love the Mets. When you're that rich, you can buy something as a passion project. And then your main priority in life is, hey, how are we going to build this thing up into the best, not only business possible, but the best organization possible?
Yep.
Hal was given this.
He inherited it. He didn't buy it. He inherited it.
Correct.
Big difference.
And I think he's more of a business guy.
He is.
Versus the passion.
He is.
Of making. But that. Understood. And it's not a knock. But it, to me, it's part of the problem.
Give me a little more balance, you mean?
Well.
I'll take a little more balance.
I know he cares if they win or lose. I don't think he cares more about winning and losing than he does from the business standpoint. And they look at it business-wise, we're the Yankees, we're a brand, we win 90-something games every year, we're in the playoffs more often than not.
Yep.
But that to me is the fire inside that comes from somebody like George who built it on his own, or Steve Cohen who became a billionaire doing the art stuff, whatever the hedge fund thing, all the art stuff that he has. Like, it, to me, it's just different when you're in it for a passion play, trying to win and being a competitor versus looking at it as, oh, let me buy this team because of the business behind it.
Look at Al Davis, okay, and look at George Steinbrenner, and look at Mark Davis, and look at Hal. Now, I would never disrespect.
Hal's got a better haircut than Mark, but yeah.
He's got everything better. I mean, yeah, I think Mark Davis is an absolute clown, although he did have like 10 models hanging in the suite with him last time they were. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It was actually a very funny visual. I mean, if that guy was poor, he had nothing around him. But anyway, to me, Mark Davis is—he's just not a very smart person. I don't think and he really had some issues. Which for him, I'm happy he's cleaned up. He was just along for the ride, partying, and his dad just pulled him along. I think Hal is a brilliant business person, incredibly polished. I think he's the complete opposite of Mark Davis. So I'm not trying to compare those two, but I am. When you go to the Al and the George dynamic, think about how they had to cut their teeth to gain power. It was like their sports didn't even have good TV deals. Steinbrenner bought the Yankees for $10 million. Now, it's a lot of money in 1972, but $10 million. All the refurbishments for the stadium, the new stadium, the YES Network. Think about all the things that George did and that Al did compared to what Mark and the inheritance that Mark and Hal have. You know, it's just very different. And when you grow up in the penthouse, it's different, is a loose comparison, than growing up in the streets. You don't have that grit.
100%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.